Okay, so we're gonna start with the breathing exercise first. After we do this breathing exercise, you're gonna shuffle the cards, and we are gonna see exactly kind of what pops out. So, oh, here I got it. You're welcome. Okay. So what you gotta do? Nope. Put your hands are going palm up. Yep.
Cookie.
I'm not touching anybody. It doesn't make a difference. So. Okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to close your eyes, relax. You're gonna breathe. We're gonna do 7 deep breaths into the nose, out through the mouth. You gotta relax completely, just focus on your breathing, okay? Let's go ahead. You could start doing that now. My phone on do not disturb.
I might as well do the same thing.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do here. So I tell everybody when you're shuffling the cards, don't look at the cards, look up, down, left, right. I don't care where you look, just don't look at the cards. So you can shuffle these and we'll see kind of what comes out.
Sorry, I've had issues with my hands lately.
You okay?
Get some injections.
So this other girl was just kind of like she was playing spades. I was like, I
Dang,
don't care
girl,
what
go
you
ahead
do.
with
Listen, I don't care how you get the cards out, okay? So we can do it two ways. You can either shuffle till one drops, but you're shuffling like that, so one's probably not gonna drop. Or you can just shuffle until you're content, and then I'll just pick the three cards like from the top or wherever they tell me to pick from. That might not be me. That might be you feeling like something's missing. Because all of a sudden I got this feeling
of anxiety.
like something was missing or
Yeah.
something. And I'm like, what the fuck
It's
is it?
probably me.
Okay, yeah, because it's not me. Because I didn't feel like this
Yeah.
about five.
I'm stressing about my daughter, trying to
Okay.
get her here, and I'm trying to make sure everything's covered.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
my daughter's AC. She's supposed to be coming back home
Okay.
after thinking she's grown since she was 18.
Oh, well, that's about the time we feel like we're grown. So, yeah, we get that, you know.
Okay, I'm good.
We get that. I'm grown, and you're like, no, the fuck, you're not. Ooh, this is juicy. Okay.
You said this is juicy. Lord, I'm scared.
So. This is how this is gonna work. That's the first card. Read that card out loud for me.
Shame.
Shame. Yeah. Shame. So, how's that card even make you feel?
It makes me feel like a sensation that I used to feel. This doesn't feel like a sensation that I experience now. Kind of like a used to feel type thing.
So, tell me why you feel like that card came out for you.
To make me reflect on the fact of the things that used to bother me, that used to affect me daily, feelings of shame. And I've kind of grown to the point where I accept who I am now. So I don't really, I ain't got no shame.
Okay, tell me one instance in particular where you felt shamed.
Shame. Having to deal with male individuals I didn't want to, based off of money, trying to get my life back on track. So that's that's an instance that's one of my biggest feelings of shame that I have to get over.
So, I asked not to pry, but I asked because I just wanted to have an instance to go from. So you're saying that there was a time when, you dealt with men just to gain your own need. And so what I want you to do is I want you to kind of look at how you even explain the situation, right? And this is kind of the reason why, like you said, I don't really still feel shame, but you do, or else it wouldn't have came out. Right, there are still feelings there. There are still situations that in your mind you've attached to that word. That's why it came out. So even though you're saying, "Oh no, I've grown, I'm past that," subconsciously you're not.
Well, with the
Because.
situation that I'm feeling with my daughter, I know that's something that she's doing. And I want her to get to the point where she doesn't have to do that, where she can depend on self and get to the point where I am. So I don't want
No,
her
I
to
get that
have
you're
that
not,
shame.
doing the actual act anymore.
Yeah,
No, but
I was a mess.
this is talking about that.
I was a hot mess.
Oh, a lot of us were. Okay? A lot of us were. Yeah, but this is them saying, even though, and not just this one situation, even though there are things that you feel like I've, talked about or whatever, and they don't bother me anymore. They're saying there's still that residual energy. There's still that every now and then, I guess when you get in certain motions, those are the things that you dwell on and be like, why did I do those things? If I didn't do this or this or this, then my life would be in a different direction, or my kids' lives would be in a different direction. So there's still that energy, there's still that energetic tie. That's why the word came out, right? So it's not to try to run you back
Cause who did
through.
she learn it from?
Okay, yeah. Yep. So they're saying, there's still something there that you might want to chip away at a little bit because that card just popped right on. Just wanna
That's what it that's one
know.
of the
You could
business
take this one
cards.
next, I guess. Bitter. Bitter. Now, this card is funny. Actually, I want you to
Bitter.
tell me something that you used to be bitter about that you don't think you're bitter about anymore.
My relationship with my mother.
Yeah.
My mother was strung out. She was a crackhead. She was not in my life. I took care of her kids, my kids. She was out there doing whatever she wanted to do. So
Yeah.
I was real bitter about that. And then I got up here and she's getting all these benefits. She's doing great. Her health is just fine after she got clean. And I'm fucking dying. Literally.
Yeah.
I've been going through hell all these years. So, yes, there was a lot of bitterness there. There was a lot of bitterness there, but we've gotten really close,
Yeah.
and
I like to hear that kind of stuff.
yeah, we gotten really close, and she's an amazing part of my life now.
Yeah.
And I don't can't tell you how I got past it. That was just one of those things that happened on its own because, but it wasn't pretty getting there.
Through time, yeah.
Yeah, so
Communication and time,
yeah, a lot of tears, a lot of.
yeah.
Really honest, serious conversations is what brought out, is what cleared it up. Just being real. As long as you're real as hell.
So, give me a situation in the present where you felt like you were the bitter one.
Lost my rent check. And I kind of blamed her a little bit for it because she handed it to me while we were in a moving car full of groceries. And I don't operate that way. I'm really organized and I know where everything is. And I was real bitter about the fact that I lost my rent check. Now, blessings have come from that. I was able to take care of it, but I was real. It was chewing on my ass that I lost my rent check. I was real bitter about it because I'm not that irresponsible to lose my rent check. That's the most recent negative
Yeah.
emotion I could think of, honestly.
So you have to excuse me because while you're talking to me, they're telling me a bunch of stuff, and it's like, I'm not here to force anything out of anybody,
No, go
but
on.
what it is these sessions have to be raw sessions, right? So it's cute that you want to sugarcoat it, and I like it, but it's
Share the
not
what?
sugarcoat.
Well, to be honest, that's the last thing I could think of.
Well, no. See, it's
Now,
not, no, listen, but it's not even about
remember,
that.
I'm being analytical
Okay.
minded more than emotionally minded. That's just
Okay.
kind of hard
And
when looking within, that's kind of how it's a hard.
yeah, and so that's, I think that's what it is, maybe, because it's like, you have to be open,
I'll try.
right? But I'm saying this for a reason, because the fact that you're doing that also shows me something. It
Yeah.
shows me that you're not comfortable being vulnerable. You're not comfortable
No,
showing people the
I
real
don't.
you. Yep. You're
Yeah.
not. Yeah, I know. But this is the point of these sessions, right? To break this shit that we be in, right? And especially with the stuff that you want to do, with the stuff that you want to do, you have to be vulnerable and open because people can smell that shit. Anything they detect that's phony is going to turn them off and they're not going to fuck with you,
Gotcha.
right? So you have to learn to be vulnerable and open. You have to learn to go, okay, like in a setting like this, y'all aren't paying to be here, which means I'm taking the time out of my day to help y'all. So if I don't feel like you're going to genuinely take the help, I'm not going to have y'all back here. That's not my fucking purpose. That's not my point. That's not what I'm here for. This is not for a fucking show. I'm recording it, but it's not for a show.
I got you.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you genuinely want help, then you will genuinely open up and be honest and be real and be raw, and that's just what it is,
Yeah.
right? Otherwise, you don't have a need to be here, and I don't have a need for you to be here.
Gotcha.
That's really genuinely how this works, right? So, the last card they have for you is this trustworthy card, and I don't even have to tell you that because of the instance we just had here. I know you don't trust people. I know. I can see it. Your body, you don't trust people, and that's another thing we're gonna work on, right? Is you being able to trust yourself and trust other people. So trustworthy. Why do you feel like that card probably came out for you?
Well, because we need to have this discussion, clearly. Clearly. Yeah. I don't know, it's hard for me to. I guess being IT minded and analytical minded, and then crossing that over into the emotional part of it. And you know, I'm a Gemini too. So we got one way or the other way. So I guess you're getting that one way today instead of the other.
But I also know
It's that time of the month.
as a Gemini, I know us, right?
So the
We
switch off is.
no, listen to me. As a Gemini, I know us. Okay? We like to do shit to be a part of some shit, but shit like this makes us, because we don't like telling people our fucking business. We don't like telling people our business because
Think I'm pretty open.
we put ourselves, we paint a picture for ourselves, and we need everybody to see the picture that we painted for ourselves. So therefore, we don't, and we're not going to put anything out there that's going to, make the picture look any less than how we want it. I know exactly what's going on here. That's why I said what I said to you 2 minutes ago, because I know exactly what's going on here.
Gotcha.
Okay? Exactly. So, you can either show up or you can bring a representative, but your representative ain't wanted here. I have no need for
Hear
your
you.
representative here. I have absolutely no need. Right?
Yeah.
So, there's this energy that comes from you that's like, I honestly, this is what you need in your life. You need somebody to see through your bullshit and break you down because people don't do that because you're really good with your words and you're really good with making people think you're okay when you're fucking not.
Well, that's the whole. I'm a chronic pain person for 10 years. That's your whole. What your whole life is making sure people think that you're okay. when you're not. That's my whole life. That
Yeah, and
is.
that's where that could come from too, right? You
Yeah.
going, I don't want people to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to fucking feel sorry for me.
No.
What you feeling sorry for me for?
No.
Right?
Exactly.
So, but I'm not here to feel sorry for you. I'm here to help you. I ain't here to feel sorry for you. Because anybody never felt sorry for me. I don't have that for people. I'm sorry. I don't feel
Yeah.
sorry for people.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
help people figure out what they need to figure out and help them through it. I don't feel sorry for people. I don't feel sympathy for people. I'm on my period too. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. It means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
You.
Right?
I hear you.
So when we show up to work, we have to show up to work. Otherwise, we could have stayed the fuck home. And as a Gemini, you know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's us. We either be 100% transparent or we be baffling people with bullshit. That's just what we do.
I've been looking forward to this. I'm gonna just let you know now. I've been looking forward to this since I heard about it, even though it took me a couple weeks to hop on board. I've been looking forward to this, all right? I didn't even refer to other people.
Yeah, and
It's
they
a
gonna come and
little.
get the same work.
And I'm
Wait
like,
till
and I'm
y'all
here.
wait till y'all hear these back from other people. I'm literally not picking on you. I'm not picking on you. I promise you. I'm not being mean to everybody that's listening. Don't listen to it. Oh my gosh, she is such a bitch. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm not. I know sort of what you need, and I know sort of what you're used to, and this is a little bit of the reason why you find yourself kind of stagnant and indecisive. Because nobody doesn't really just say, this is what the fuck it is with you.
It would be nice.
Yeah, okay, well, here we go. Okay, so this is what the fuck it is.
Respect honesty more than I respect anything else.
Hello, say it again. Say it again. Okay, so yeah, so no, it's just this, ironically. You kind of have a pretty well put together toolbox. That's what I refer to it as, toolbox, right? Your toolbox is pretty okay. Your toolbox isn't fucked up. Your tools ain't rusty and old, okay? No, your toolbox is okay. You just kind of
Need to
go
use
to
it.
you go to dig in it. You go to dig in your toolbox, and you're like, I throw all the tools out of there today. What? What do you mean? Everything you need is right there. You're like, oh no, wait. You know, matter of fact, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask her if she got tools that I need over there. You got the tools.
All the tools that I need.
Yes.
Yes.
You've been slowly but surely building up this
Building,
arsenal. Yep,
building,
building and
building,
building and
building, building.
stockpiling and
Yeah, that's what I do.
yeah.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, can you use us, please?
Even
Because we're, you know.
down to me starting my art. There's no reason why I'm not doing art. I cannot tell you why I'm not doing art. I've got every art supply, I've studied, I've taken classes. Why am I not doing art? I have no clue. I'm trying to figure this out myself why I'm not doing art.
So I'm gonna help you out just a little bit, right? It's you're
Miss
not
Walden.
really doing art because, like I just said, a
It comes
few
from the heart
not
instead of from
well, not
your
only
head.
that, yeah, that too. Not only that, but you are you're an emotional hoarder. Okay? That's what I call them, emotional hoarders. And when emotional hoarders have hoarded so many emotions, it stagnates you physically. And not in the sense of I'm not going to get up and handle my business every day, in the sense of anything that's creative to me, I'm not going to be interested. It's you get interested and then you're immediately like within a day or two, like, oh, okay, I know about that. I did that. I tried that. I'm cool with that. And it's you don't stay motivated and focused. You do the minimums, the stuff that you need to do so that you can survive. But when it comes to like things that are going to make you really happy, it's almost like you get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you get scared. It's almost like you go, you know, I might not be good at this. I might fail at this. I might have this issue or this issue. And I think it's just programming, pre-programming, because you're used to things kind of falling apart around you that you kind of self-sabotage things a little bit and help them fall apart around you. And you don't have to do that.
I can tell you I've come a long way with that.
Oh, I can tell.
A long way.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of the work and implementing a lot of the work. It's like, as you said, I have all the tools, but figuring out how to put it all together into one package.
Yeah.
They're like, you have everything you need. You just don't know how to align things.
And
that's where I am. I don't know how to align things. I'm coming up with a mental program. I've gotten...
I was just about to say,
yes,
training.
Routines,
yep, you have to train yourself. Yeah. You literally have to train yourself. You have to tell yourself, this is me, this is who I am, this is the direction I'm going in. And then you have to do little things each day to solidify that. You have to do little things each day to reinforce what you are telling yourself. So if I'm a painter, every day I'm going to get up and I don't have to paint. Maybe I'll sketch today. Maybe I'll draw today. Maybe I'll just watch old reruns of whatever that show was that used to come on. There you go. Bob Ross. Okay. Okay. Just for inspiration and ideas, right? To get my creativity flowing, right? So it's you needing to implement small things you can do every day that's going to keep you interested in the things you say you want to do or the things you feel you should be doing. It's your level of interest, your energy and your level of interest. Yeah. Oh, so trustworthy. Wait a minute. You put the card down. I asked you for a situation where you were, you felt you couldn't trust somebody. Because that's what I was.
No.
Okay, there you go.
It popped out on itself.
Okay, so there you go. I need you to tell me a situation where you didn't feel like you could trust somebody.
I'm dealing with a situation right now with somebody I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a natural thing for me. I just don't trust anybody. He's a good guy. He's honest. He tells me what it is. And I still hold back and hold them kind of away.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's not really giving me much reason not to trust him. And my daughter says I'm being too hard on him.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you agree with your daughter?
Yeah. I just don't want to feel like I'm being used for sex.
Yeah. So why do you feel like potentially he could be using you for sex?
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And like yesterday he wanted to come over. We hadn't spoken to each other since like Thursday, last week Thursday. He was dealing with a situation with his parents who came into town unexpectedly.
Mm.
Fine, no problem. I understand the stress that he's under.
Mm-hmm.
But he calls me yesterday morning, 9 a.m., wakes me up and says, you know, we really need to spend some time together. It's been a while. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you want to get the dog ready? And I'll come over. I'm like, yeah, no. And he's like, and you heard the what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
The call?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was like, well, I am not ready. I have not changed these sheets on this bed. I have furniture new coming today. I have to redo this whole house. So after all that's done, about 3 o'clock probably, I'll deal with, you know, I'll let you know then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, oh, okay. How do you know you're going to be done at 3 o'clock? I said, well, I don't, but, you know, he don't want to be here doing this all day moving stuff either. So.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he was just like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'll hold you back. All right, bye. And that was it. My daughter's like, Mom, you're so mean. I was like, how is that mean? I was being honest. I was letting him know that I had things to do and that I would let him get back to him when I was done. But I guess that's not how it came off. I'm not sure.
So, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know how it came off. But what I'm gonna tell you is, if you feel like somebody is potentially using you for sex, you did the right thing.
I
You
have to
did the
be
right thing.
respected.
There you go. I need to be respected. And
Think that
if
you can just
you,
call me and jump
it,
in the
but wait, it
house.
takes 2 minutes to text somebody.
My exact word.
You
Keep
didn't
calling it.
text me or call me since last Thursday. So you're calling me or texting me today, just insinuating you want to have sex. No, thank you. No fucking thank you. Did you ask me, did I fucking eat? Oh, you were just gonna fill me with dick, huh? No, thank you. Right? No, thank you. So you're not wrong for that. You're not wrong for that. I wish more women would take that stance. Hey, no, you're not just gonna come and drop dick off and, unless that's
I'm
our arrangement.
dropping the
Okay? Unless that's our arrangement, don't come and knock on my door, okay? Your ass home. But no, I mean, so you're not wrong for that. And anybody that makes you feel like that, I say get away from them, because people don't always tell you what they want from you, what they will show you.
Exactly.
They will show you. So it appears that maybe he's showing you, I don't know fuck what he's saying to you, but he's showing you something, right? Do you guys go on dates there in the daytime?
Not lately.
Okay, any real intimacy, affection? Not sex. Intimacy and affection.
Answer me, see. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just you feel like he just uses you for sex.
It's kind of slipped into that, especially based on
Oh,
the way things,
it could
the
be,
busyness.
I'm about to say it could be situational. It might not be that he's using you for sex. That just might be you guys' schedules and stuff at the moment. And I'm saying this
And
because
I'm trying to also take my time with it, not get all emotionally invested into some man just because he's paying me a little attention. I've actually allowed somebody to do that because I've been like, for 6 years now. And okay, sex is really good. But we didn't even have sex last night. He came over, but we didn't have sex. We kicked it and he bounced.
So then you can't say you feel like I'm
I
just going off
stopped
of
it.
your words.
I
Yeah, I'm like,
stopped
you
it.
shouldn't say
I
that
stopped.
because
I
I
was
don't
just
even
like,
feel like he's using you for sex. Once you said all that, I was like, he's not you. Oh God. Okay.
So we didn't have sex.
Yeah, well, you're better than me because I'd be the reverse. You got a munch on me. I'm not doing shit.
He was quite
You
insistent, and I was just like, no. And I didn't even know because this just happened this morning. I didn't even know. I was just like, no,
Yeah.
I'm good.
Girl, bye. So yeah, okay, so let's not get sidetracked here
Yes,
because we are on the time schedule.
yes.
So
And we're older.
trustworthy. So I need to ask you to ask yourself though, why don't you trust yourself?
Some issues.
It keeps.
I can get some real, like, go to some real extremes. So I
Yeah.
have to keep myself contained in a sort of way. Because then I go to one extreme or the other, and then I find the happy medium. And I've been living my life like that for a long
Yeah.
time. And so now I'm trying to stay in this happy medium.
Yeah. Yeah. So they keep saying 14. 14. I don't know what happened at 14, but they're talking about you at 14.
Oh, Mr. the father of my children, my
Okay.
firstborn.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where the start of the untrustworthiness with men happened. I was
That makes sense.
groomed.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you want to go back to 14-year-old you and hug on her.
I actually
And
just realized that I raised a child, well, didn't raise a child. I had a child with a pedophile, rapist, murderer. And I recently realized after she, she's pushing 30 now, I just realized I had and raised a child who's the product of a man who was a pedophile, rapist, murderer. With me helping other people. See, when Spirit tells me to jump in and help somebody on these little messages, I don't, Spirit tells me to do it, I do it. I've learned that's the best way to live my life. It never steered me wrong yet. And somebody asked me the question, how do you deal with somebody who feels like, that you feel like may, if you feel you might have had somebody, a child with somebody that was demonic? And I had to honestly answer that. And that's when I realized and came up there to that realization. Wow, wait a minute. Somebody, they're asking me this question as an elder, not realizing that this is kind of who I'm being looked up to as. They're asking me this question based on the things that I've said to other people, and I had to give them a real answer. And I gave them the realest answer I could, that I had a child with a person that was a pedophile, a rapist, and a murderer. And I raised her with love and light. I'm all the things I'm learning, I'm instilling into her. She's a beautiful person, a beautiful parent, and she's now teaching these things to her children. So we're working to break generational curses and pathologies. So that was a whole lesson in me spontaneously helping somebody else because Spirit told me to. So I guess I'm getting my lessons here. This is why I do not want to accept money.
I mean, I don't even want to go there because you know my view on
I know.
accepting money.
I
I
know.
only because it's an energy exchange, and once you tap into people's energy, you need to be compensated for exchanging
Clearly, I was.
energy. Nah, you were. It comes in many different forms.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing these sessions for free,
Gotcha.
right?
Gotcha.
Because the help people need, sometimes they don't realize and they can't afford. And so that's why I let you guys sit here for free.
Thank you. And I appreciate it.
So we literally have 2 minutes left,
Okay.
and but I'm going to give you as much as I can of the singing bowls because they're literally telling me that you need it.
What else have they told
Oh, they
you?
told me a lot. Trust me when I tell you, they told me a lot. But if you guys don't talk about it, neither do I, because that's not what I'm here for. This is not a tarot session. And that's another thing people don't realize, because this is not a tarot session, I'm not pulling anything out of anybody. If you don't want to talk about it, then that's fine with me. But if you're not going to utilize the fact that you have somebody here to talk to, then there's no point in you coming here.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like the picture's all coming together. I guess I am slowly dealing with that 14-year-old, huh?
I mean, it sounds like it.
Especially with that story, right?
Okay, so this is what you have to do. You're gonna take 5 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Once I start with the singing bowls, you have to either say out loud or to yourself, basically like either like an affirmation, say it like you would say an affirmation. So what you're gonna do is you're going to release. You're going to tell yourself, I am releasing my untrustworthiness, or whatever the case it is. Any of the triggers, not even the stuff we talked about today, but stuff you need to work on, work through, get in contact with, whatever the case may be. So once I start the singing bowls, you're going to, affirmations or mantras. You're just going to repeat it to yourself over and over again. These are the things you need to let go of.
Okay, I
These are
got
the
one.
things you're releasing. These are the things that serve no purpose.
Okay.
Okay. So 5 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. So feet flat on the floor, hands on your thighs, legs, yep. And just focus on your breathing. Focus on the ticking of the clock or your breathing. Okay.
Thought it was crazy because it was up. I was hearing the ticking the whole time. That's on purpose.
Yeah, the clock is right there. It's a big old clock on the wall behind you.
Well, I'm not used to hearing the ticking, so I just thought like it was just really just ticking. No, okay. I was like, am I being extra sensitive right now? Is it really ticking, ticking like this?
You're supposed to be breathing into the nose. What are you doing?
makes my cramps work. With that last bowl, but it set my cramps on fire.
I don't know.
Something about those sound waves.
I was about to say, well, it's all energy, yeah. So I don't know.
Just that last one. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Alright, how you feeling?
How good.
Yeah. Alright, so, what we're going to do is we'll go in the group and schedule the next session, because I have to set up for the my next session. So we'll go in the group, we'll schedule the next session. It'll be about 2 to 3 weeks from now. So we'll see what happens in about 2 to 3 weeks. Okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Let me stop this. I keep hitting record.